At least 43 aftershocks have been reported since Friday's 4.8 magnitude earthquake. Pedro Val, an assistant professor in the School of Earth and Environmental Sciences at Queens College, is joining us on Drive Time. Professor, thanks for being with us. Of course, we had that strong aftershock Friday evening, a 3.8, but are most of these aftershocks so weak we're not even feeling them?
That's correct. Yeah, and it's pretty common that they happen, and most of us are not going to feel it.
How long might these aftershocks continue?
I think the expectation is that they last for a couple of weeks, but they can keep going for even a few months after the original shock. It's quite common, but they get less intense over time. And so that's probably one of the reasons why we were not even feeling it.
So the chances of us having another one around 3.8 or 4 kind of dwindle with each day that goes by?
That's correct. I think the USGS made some calculations about that. They got a number of less than 3% chance or something like that of anything even close to the earthquake that we felt, the original one of 4.8 magnitude. So things like 3 or 4, they're less likely. Yes, by the day.
Where does Friday's 4.8 quake, the original earthquake, rank historically around here?
They're one of the largest ones in over 100 years, I think. There were historically in the New York area, we've had magnitude above 5 magnitude earthquakes, but that was over a century ago. So this was no doubt a strong earthquake for the area, but that's as far as recorded history, right? We're as geologists, we understand that these areas, like the east coast of the U.S., they are prone to have these magnitude less than 6 earthquakes in this region. When we record it, it seems like an extraordinary event, but they're actually quite common in geologic time.
What is it about the geology here on the East Coast that we haven't had an earthquake much higher than a 6? What's going on down there?
So it's unlike, for example, in the West Coast that we have active fault lines over there. For example, the famous one is the St. Andreas Fault. What's going on here in the East Coast is that we don't have what is called an active boundary. So there's no two tectonic plates sliding past each other like we have in the West Coast. Here, what we have is old faults that are remnants from past geologic events. So, for example, the event of hundreds of millions of years ago that built the Appalachian Mountains, they left behind some faults that are still there, like, you know, cracks that you get in buildings. For example, you can still see them. They might not be active, right? And so like that, our crust, the ground beneath us, they preserve these cracks. And every now and then there's tension that accumulates because the plates they keep moving, right, at slow rates. And so we every now and then are going to get some movements on those cracks or those fractures, but they're inherited from the geologic past.
So there's practically zero chance of us ever having something as strong as we would see in California or Alaska here.
It's very unlikely that that would happen. There's no chance of accumulating that much force and energy to release that much in an earthquake. Yeah, I think we're pretty safe in this region. And yeah, not be too alarmed by these earthquakes. They're quite common for this region.
Pedro Val, assistant professor in the School of Earth and Environmental Sciences at Queens College. Good to talk to you, Professor. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Take care.